The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out to him and said, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts which you were nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy, happy Saturday to everybody. Did you know that no gospel in the Bible honors the Blessed Virgin Mary more than the Gospel of Luke does? In fact, it's not even close. Only the Gospel of Luke includes such tales as the Annunciation, in which the angel Gabriel says, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Or the visitation to her cousin Elizabeth, in which Elizabeth cries out in a loud voice, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." No other gospel has any kind of praise for the Blessed Mother anywhere near the Gospel of Luke. So we're reading this very same Gospel of Luke. When this woman in the crowd calls out, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, blessed are the breasts in which you nursed," we got to sit up and take notice when Jesus himself replies, "Rather, more blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." You know, when Jesus speaks, that's a rule of faith. So we got to take a closer look at that. It's that line that led St. Augustine once to say that the Blessed Virgin Mary was more blessed for being the disciple of Christ than she was for being the mother of Christ. And did you know that there's four ways in which you can be a disciple of Christ in the exact same way the Blessed Mother was? Four ways. Here they are. Number one, you want only God's will, nothing else. Number two, you want that will regardless of the circumstances or consequences. Number three, you want to find that will in the ordinary events of your life. And number four, you want to persevere. Four ways in which you can be a disciple of Christ in the exact same way the Blessed Mother was. Want only God's will, regardless of the circumstances, in the ordinary events of your life, and persevere. And by the way, I didn't make those up out of thin air. I stole them from Pope John Paul II. It was from a homily that he gave in Mexico City in 1979 on this very subject. But, you know, I could give you a whole retreat on those four things, but I want to tell you about just one, the one that I believe is the most important, and that is that you only want God's will. That you only want God's will. Here's hoping that you already know that God wants you to be a saint. Just the same way that he wants an acorn to grow up into an oak tree. Just the same way that he wants a little baby to grow up and be a strong and healthy adult. God wants you to become everything that you were made to be. He wants you to be a saint. But he wants you to be a saint according to his plan, not yours. See, most of us imagine in our minds that we could become a saint if only we could do it in a way that we would find appealing. And so you have these people imagining in the privacy of their own thoughts their own heroic holiness, right? In the privacy of their own thoughts, they imagine themselves going to jail for their convictions that they won't back down from, or lining up against a wall and being shot rather than denying their faith. But you got to turn and ask, how are these same people doing in the ordinary circumstances of life that God is already giving them in the course of their ordinary day? How do they do, for example, with a crotchety coworker, or with a child whose personality you didn't choose? So we all imagine that we're going to be a saint in our own way, but God, rather, he's calling us to be a saint in his way. Do you know what the most important question is in the whole spiritual life? It's really simple. It's, what do you want? What do you choose? Not what do you feel, not what do you know, not what do you think, not what happens to you. Really simply, what do you choose? Most important line in the whole Our Father,
thy will be done. Sister of St. Thomas Aquinas once asked him, what does it take to be a saint? And the man who had written volumes and volumes on theology answered his sister in just two words, what does it take to be a saint? Will it. Very simple. Will it. Here's the problem. Most of us don't really want God's will. If we're honest, we'll admit that what we really want is our own will, without upsetting God's plan too much. Now, here's the virtue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. All she ever wanted was God's will, from beginning to end. I mean, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and she said, let it be done unto me according to your will. And when it got difficult, like with the flight into Egypt, or the presentation in the temple, which the old prophet Simeon turned to her and said, this child will be the rise and the fall of many, and a sign that will be opposed, and your own heart a sword shall pierce, that the thoughts of many shall be laid bare. Or that mysterious time he stayed back in the temple in Jerusalem, and they said, where were you? We've been looking for you for days. And he answered, don't you know I'm supposed to be about my Father's business? Or all those painful events of the crucifixion and the passion and the death in which he kept saying, God's will be done, God's will be done, God's will be done. One of my favorite things to think about, after Jesus ascended into heaven, I mean, it's recorded nowhere in the scriptures, but that she got left behind for decades. It's one of the greatest pains of a death in the family is that, man, the hardship is borne by the people that get left behind. But she kept saying yes to God's will. You want to know what that's called? It's called holiness. Holiness is very simple. It's when your will and God's will are in perfect parallel. Now, if you want to hear a sobering thought, ask yourself this question. Tell me if it's not true. There's one reason and one reason only why we are not yet holy. That is for most of us. I mean, here's hoping that some of you out there are canonizable saints. But for the most part, we are all living a refined mediocrity, and you want to know why? It's because we have not yet wanted God's will. Now, don't get me wrong. We all want God's will as a broad generality. But God never calls us to holiness as a broad generality. God calls us to holiness one choice at a time. And you want to know what we keep doing, choice after choice after choice? We keep fearing what might happen if we really said yes to God's will. We're afraid of what God might do if we actually wrote him a blank check. So this is what we want to pray about when we think about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Pray about this. Do you really believe that God's will is better than yours? Or not? Do you really believe that perfect love casts out fear? A little something to pray about as we continue with Mass. The holiness of the Blessed Virgin Mary was that in every moment of her life, she said what she said at the Annunciation. Let it be done unto me according to your will. Let's respond with the same faith that she had and ask for her prayers to help us today. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.